Doc, this is dictating on James Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, Maynard, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 2/28/59. Your visit is 4/23/24. Please make a copy for Sarah Sakala. Sarah S-A-R-A-H. Sakala S-A-K-A-L-A. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Sarah, thank you for sending James Maynard for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, physical dullness. This is a 63-year-old. I'm sorry, this is a 65-year-old male who is extremely overweight, went for a polysomnographic study late last year and was found to have moderately severe obstructive sleep apnea. He had an AHI of 30.2 and he was advised to go on an auto PAP setup at night. Which he started using 3 months ago. And has been compliant with the use of the mask, with a full face mask and heated humidity. The patient has a history for hypertension for over 20 years and has been on antihypertensive medications. Does have some leg edema, and he denies any daytime sleepiness and has no snoring. The patient states that he has not seen a pulmonologist, and the sleep equipment was prescribed after his home sleep study period. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of hypertension for 20 years, history of chronic back pain and lumbar disc disease, for which he underwent lumbar disc fusion. In 2022, he also had bladder stimulator placed in 23 and has a ST for prostatic hypertrophy and uses Flomax. He has a ST for umbilical hernia repair in 07 and a melanoma resected from his chest in 06, tonsillectomy remotely in 61. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed next. Habits the patient denies smoking and uses alcohol rarely. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of pulmonary embolism. Mother died of COPD. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient denies weight loss or fatigue. No double vision or cataracts. And he has vertigo and some hoarseness. No hay fever, but has shortness of breath and apneic episodes and snoring, no reflux or abdominal pains, no diarrhea, but is constipated. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, and he has no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. He has some joint pains and back pain, and denies headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. Next, medication list included tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Rybelsus 14 milligrams daily, Mirbetriq 50 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This very obese elderly male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 104, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 300 pounds, saturation 93. HA and A non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous, neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And breath sounds diminished at the periphery, no wheezes or crackles. Heart thumps are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities real, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is chronic kidney disease. Number 4 is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised, number 6 is hypolipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the auto PAP 24-20 centimeter with full face mask, and a compliance report will be requested from the respiratory care services. He was advised to lose weight and go on a reducing diet, and also suggested to him about seeing bariatric surgery for possible gastric stapling. He will get a complete pulmonary function study, and also get a PFT with, I'm sorry, also get a CT chest without contrast, and a follow-up is be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sarah Sakala, APRN. Sakala is SAKALA, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.